I'm Steve Potter, and coming up later on Cityscape, actor Stephen Lang on his one-man show, Beyond Glory. He portrays American servicemen who each, due to their courage, win the Medal of Honor. And we'll hear from tenor Anthony Dean Griffey, who sings the title role of Peter Grimes with the St. Louis Symphony and Chorus tomorrow night. Well, Native American flutist Mark Holland has been performing with his ensemble Autumn's Child since 1995. Since then, he's performed in St. Louis and around the country. And he will be debuting his new CD next Tuesday with a concert at the Sheldon. Mark Holland has been a guest on Cityscape a number of times over the years, and he joins us again today. Hi, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to see you again.
Good to be here.
I love that your music has been described as a musical smoothie.
Right.
I like that on a couple of levels.
Yep.
So what does that just mean, a delicious mix or what?
Well, it is a delicious mix. It's a mix of various genres. So you have, obviously, the Native American music. You also have different world music, jazz, classical, and folk all blended together. You could also call it a musical stew.
If you, I if like
you prefer
smoothie.
That. I do, too.
Smoothie. Stew might be better this time of year, though, I guess. I remember from talking to you before when we call you a Native American flutist. But you play a couple of different types of flutes, as I remember, don't you?
Well, in this project with Autumn's Child, it's primarily Native American style flute.
Which is different than the flute I'm thinking of. How so?
The concert flute. Well, the concert flute has three octaves, for starters. It's also made of metals and has mechanisms on it. So with the Native American style flute, it's wood primarily. Sometimes they're ceramic. And they're five-hole or six-hole. And it's about a range of an octave and a third.
Well, congratulations on your new CD.
Thank you.
Before we go any further, why don't we just sample that?
Okay, great.
And the first one is a Stones medley?
Yeah, we do a Rolling Stones medley. This is a covers CD project, the CD that we're doing. So it's all music primarily from the 60s and 70s. And this first little item is a beautiful ballad that the Stones did as Tears Go By.
And that is Mark Holland and Autumn's Child from his new CD, Circle of Sound. And that is a medley of the work of the Rolling Stones. And I really like it because and I had every Stones album that was ever made, by the way, and saw them several times in concert back in the day. But because it's true to the original, but so different.
Yes, that's the key. There's pieces on the CD that we really stayed in, honest with the forms and arrangements and so forth of the originals, because why mess with it, right?
Yeah.
But then there were some that just were perfect to really, mix them up a little bit. This particular medley came about because of a flute that I used, had a Middle Eastern type tuning. And the third piece of the medley is Painted Black. And that's a piece that I was using. I was like, started listening to some of their music. I'm like, man, these guys were using this scale a lot in their music. So we kind of use that as a catalyst to create a little medley.
Mm-hmm. I guess this new CD, Circle of Sound, it's all comprised of music from that era, correct?
Exactly.
So talk about, and this has been true for some time, I guess maybe your entire career, that you have been inspired by the music of that time, the late 60s and 70s.
That's right. And that's
how does that speak to you?
That was the reason for doing it, because I've done CDs of solo native flute work that's more traditional. I've done all my work with Autumn's Child is the Native American flute with lots of different instruments. I do things with piano. It's very impressionistic, and I do things with world percussion. So I have all these different avenues to showcase the native flute, and it was just time to kind of celebrate and, you know what I mean, highlight this music.
And I'm not sure exactly how old you are, but would it be true to say maybe you came of age in that time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So who do you remember listening to back then?
How long do we have on your program? No, I mean, I listened to... It's nuts. That's all I did in life. I mean, to listen to music and everything under the sun, literally.
Were you musical back then as a teenager? Were you in a garage band or anything?
My senior year I was, and then I played, you know, low brass instruments. I was just kind of going through academics at that point. But my passion was in this incredible music I listened to, yeah.
I know you have some connection with the St. Louis Symphony. You worked with them before. Did you have classical training?
I did take lessons from a couple of members of the symphony when I was in college, yeah.
Were you ever torn between what direction you wanted to do? Did you ever want to be a classical musician?
Not really, because that is an amazing disciplined in lots of reading and
you can't go
and
there.
That kind
you
of
can't
thing.
Go there.
I'm more improvisation. And that's why the Native American flute was perfect for what I was doing, because to play the Native American flute, you're playing from within, and it's all about improvisation.
Well, your new CD is Circle of Sound, which you're going to be debuting next Tuesday at the Sheldon. Let's sample something else from that. Would you set this up?
Yeah.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah. First of all, the ironic thing about this version of it, there's no guitar on the track, but this is the opening arrangement is an arrangement that was for a Carlos Santana CD, and Yo-Yo Ma played the cello, and there's also piano. It's extremely beautiful, and listen.
And our guest is Mark Holland, Native American flutist, composer, and arranger. Why don't you talk a little bit about the members of your ensemble, Autumn's Child?
Okay. Well, the members of the group Autumn's Child that will be in the concert, it's a Sheldon, on percussion are Scott Bryan. Piano will be Corey Edwards. Guitar, Aaron Burlball. Our cellist will be Jake Brookman. And on bass, Mark Torlina. And they're all wonderful.
Well, this new CD, Circle of Sound, well, this you've done, what, 15, 16 CDs,
something like that.
So yeah. Is this going to surprise your fans in any way? I mean, because it's different?
It will only surprise those that didn't know that we're doing it, but I'm promoting it so much that I hope that they know. But no, the reality to it is that they have been requesting that we do this. A lot of times when we do cover songs in a performance, they'll come up, what album's that on? And I go, well, we don't have it recorded. And I've even mentioned in certain concerts, I said, you guys want us to do a cover album sometime? And, you know, it's always overwhelmingly yes.
Let's sample one more cut from your new CD, Circle of Sound. This is one I think most people of a certain age will remember.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Nights of White Satin. Nights in White Satin. You know, Mark Holland, listening to that, I'm having a flashback of asking my mom for the keys to her car and popping in a cassette tape and going.
All right.
No, that'd be an 8-track. What am I saying? Hey, let's talk about some other things just briefly in the time we have left.
Okay.
You have worked, I don't think this has come out yet, you tell me, on a PBS documentary, Redemption Road.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I don't know. Whatever happened to that?
What?
That was something that they... evidently had a big budget for and everything, but when it got time to doing a CD of mine called Visions and Dreams, I contacted the producer of that and asked him if I could license a few things from him, and he was very kind, and we did work that out. So I got to use some of my work that I did for this. It just never happened, to my knowledge. I think he got like 3/4 done, and
wow. You never know. Maybe someday. Well, we'll
maybe hopefully.
We'll watch that. I'll Google it later. Also, in closing, you've worked with someone that's been on the show a couple of times, Peter Mayer.
Yes.
And I think doing Beatles music?
On the Beatles project, and most often the Christmas tour that he does every year. And we've been doing that for like over 11 years, I think.
Well, let's remind our listeners that The Sheldon presents Mark Holland and Autumn's Child next Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. at the Sheldon Concert Hall. They're going to be debuting music from the new CD, which we've sampled today, Circle of Sound. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Sheldon. It's next Tuesday, so there's still time to get some tickets. We want to do that. Mark?
It's just tickets at the door. It's all just at the door.
Oh, it's all at the door?
So, yeah, so don't come home from work and go, oh, I'm too tired or whatever. No, come on out, because it's going to be amazing.
There's basically no excuse not to be there.
There you go.
Mark Holland, thanks so much. It's good seeing you again.
Yeah, it's great seeing you.
Coming up next on Cityscape, author Stephen Lang brings Beyond Glory to St. Louis. This is St. Louis Public Radio.